thought, oh God, that's the way we need to feel all the time. Victory is ours. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get organized. I'm going to read these three scriptures to you before I go any further. But I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to talk about is hallelujah. Let God be God this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. In Exodus 15:13, it says, with your unfailing love, you lead the people you have redeemed in your might. You guide them to your sacred home. In Nehemiah 9:12, it says, you led our ancestors by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night so that they could find their way. And in Psalm 68:1, it says, rise up, O Lord, and scatter your enemies. Let those who hate God run for their lives. Run for their lives. And I thought, where can they run to? Where can they hide? Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But, oh, Lord, you in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed this morning. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. Now listen to me this morning. Hallelujah. Let God arise. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. In every generation, God is raising to scatter his enemies. He's doing that for us. Scripture says God's enemies melt like wax in his presence. As smoke is drawn away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. The Lord is telling us in essence, my presence is all that you need this morning. And I am on the scene with my heavenly host. Right now, all of Satan's strongholds are mere smoke screens. I will blow them away with a single breath. Hallelujah. People believe all around the world that the devil is having his way. But I want to say to you this morning, the word says differently, that the wicked are a smoke in God's eye, and with one puff of his breath, their threats are over. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. God is telling us, do not be overwhelmed by the growing wickedness, the crime, the greed, and the abuses. I'm going to rise up and scatter all my enemies. I will put them to chase before your eyes. God desires that we have victory over every demonic temptation coming against us. He wants the total defeat of every wicked enemy. Satan may surprise us at our point of weakness, but God rises up in strength to defeat and to attack. Our God never slumbers. His army is poised and ready, always protecting. It does not matter how bad the world's conditions become or how deep the devil's stronghold is on you. A greater host is hovering all above around us with the overview of every satanic move. We are to exalt him who rides on the clouds. David, this is David now. David praised God for his protection and for his provision. When we see God's true majesty, our response should be to praise him, to give God praise. This is a song of faith because of many of these benefits had not yet come true in David's time. It should be our song of faith. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory today is ours. Victory is ours. Hallelujah. We must continue to trust God because in time he will fulfill all of his promises. Sing praises this morning to God and to His name. His name above every other name. Hallelujah. Let God arise and let His enemies be scattered. Keep yourself in the presence of the Lord. When you are full of Jesus, the smoke clears out. And when the fire of His holiness is in you, everything of Satan melts. And it perishes. If your sin remains, perhaps you have not opened yourself to the Lord's awesome presence. Let God arise. Hallelujah. Let the enemies be scattered. See it as a vision of faith we must receive. It is a vision of God being greater than all our needs, problems, and our situations. If we don't allow the Lord to rise in our hearts with a new revelation of His power over everything our generation faces, will continue to walk in discouragement and defeat. But Psalm 68 tells us there is a different way. But let the righteous be glad. Hallelujah. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to the Lord. Sing praises to His name. And rejoice before Him. Triumph praise is the Lord that God comes riding on with His horse. Our praise is pray. It paves the highway before our King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may say, I can't sing yet. I don't have the victory. I remind you that the victory is not yours, but His. The reason you shout, sing, and praise is because of His victory over the devil and all his army. You rejoice for the victory. Christ has already won at Calvary. Hallelujah. Some are sad and some are depressed and despairing. They're bound by fear of an enemy who has already been defeated. Here is how to shake it off, your fear. Simply rise up by faith, sing with the deliverance, and enter into His victory. Let the sea roar in all of its fullness. In short, let all your physical, your vocal power, your praise, give praise to the Lord. Let the praises roar. Shout unto God. Don't be ashamed to shout. Don't be ashamed to run. Don't be ashamed to do any of these things before the Lord. He is your very present help in time of need. He is your very, very help in time of need. And that's all we need if we know God is with us. Hallelujah. Father, we come to You today, Lord. And oh God, we love You and we lift up Your name. There is no other name but Your name, Jesus. Jesus, we love You and we thank You, oh God. We know, God, that You are here with us. Your presence is with us, Almighty God. We thank You for all that You're going to do, for all the hearts that You're going to speak to, all the eyes that are going to be opened, Lord God. We thank You and we'll forever, ever give You all the praise in the wonderful name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Well, Acts chapter 20.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. 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 Lord.
Verses 17 through 27. Acts chapter 20, verse 17 through 27. From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. Wouldn't that be nice? Call for the elders of the church and look what they do in the next verse. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly from house to house. Testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, testifying of the repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And see now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying the chains and tribulations await me. Verse 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy in the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Verse 25, and indeed, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. In other words, the ball's in your court. You didn't know the Apostle Paul was from southern Judea, did you? He said, you all. Y'all. Some of you get that later this afternoon. I like what God does. I'll be a fool every time. Foolish in my faith. But I can guarantee you one thing, you'll never forget this day. And even if you become like the Apostle Paul, knowing that you're going to have a fight this week, your kids, your spouse, your coworkers, you customers that visit Rebecca, I know we're not all sweet angels. And you don't ever know what she's just been through with two or three people. But today I want to just share just a little bit. And I know we've got announcements, we've got offering. God's doing some great things for us. None of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race, how? With joy. God's joy. The joy of the Lord is my salvation. We're not going to get into heaven by the skin of our teeth, whatever that might be meaning. I didn't know teeth had skin. But understand, it's not dear to myself, my life, but I'm going to finish that race. I'm going to finish it with joy. I'm going to finish it with victory. I'm going to have that overcoming spirit upon me. I'm going to run through the woodses. leap over the walls. Amen? Why? Because God's got victory for me. God's got victory for us. And we can have the joy of the Lord as we finish that race that is set before us. Amen? You may be seated together. Watch how fast these guys will scatter. It's like when the time clock quitting time. I want to share with you, I'll probably share a little bit next week about the same thing. There's some adjectives, some words that I'd like to start out with this morning. Commitment. Dedication. Consecration. Sold out. Lordship of Jesus Christ. Determination. Unshakable. But the one that impresses me more than any other word is immovable. It's time that the Church of Jesus Christ get a backbone. We are not the devil's doormat. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and so are you. There's many, many other words, but the word that I want to share most and foremost is immovable. Truly, the world out there is looking for a group of people who know what they have, who they are, where they are going. But most importantly, they know how they're getting there. Why? Because we've got the instruction manual. Why? Because we have the instruction manual. I know guys don't like to read instruction manuals. You go out and buy one of the desks that you have to put together, or a dresser, or some bed. You try and do it without it. But never before, lo and behold, you got to turn around and start all over again. Step one. I love that commercial. Told Siri to rewind it. And Siri speaks back and says, well, step three. And the dad looks at the son and says, we're only on step three? Sometimes you might be a little bewildered. That's a nice word. But in that bewilderedness, you got to understand that Jesus is still in control. He knows how to get you where you need to get. He needs to keep you from where you don't need to get. That's called wisdom. Boy, do we need a good dose of wisdom this day in the church. Self-proclaimed, so-called, wishy-washy, tossed to and fro, back and forth we go. Have you ever been a Christian that one day they're up, 2 minutes later they're down, 3 minutes later they're sideways, 4 minutes later they're in dead reverse? Not looking in any rear view mirrors to find out where they're going. But think about immovable, unshakable, determined to live the Lord's life to the best and the fulfillment that you are able to do. We don't have to do it by ourselves. Ephesians 6:13. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Immovable means that you can't be shaken. You might be attacked. You might be persecuted. But in spite of all that, as the Apostle Paul said in verse 24, but none of these things move me. What's the enemy trying to do? Steal, kill, and to destroy. I love the impact that Charlie Kirk had on this world. But I'm a lot like his wife, Erica. You thought you killed him. It's like Jesus Christ. The devil thought he had him. But lo and behold, 3 days later, we have the victory. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. Not alone. I know that there's a lot that Satan throws your way to move you out of the will of God. You have to now deal with each one as they come along. Stand, therefore. Look around you. See where the enemy's coming. I don't know about you, but I know I'm not the only one because I've got 3 other ones that live in my house. Get down here and I have to call Linda. Can you bring me? The other day I was walking out of the house and got back to the breezeway and stood there. For the life of me, I couldn't remember. But you know me. Yeah, I guess I didn't need it anyhow. I'll just go. Well, I got about 3/4 of the way down here. Yep, that's what I needed to bring. But you know, stubborn me. Yeah, I'll get it later. Why do we put off things that we should be able to face and overcome? Because we like doing it our way. Sometimes I think God needs to just say, it's not your way, it's my way or the highway. I've got to confess at the men's conference, men's retreat. I told them Sunday morning, and I know if you need to see it, Mark's got a copy of it. I said, you need a size 11. It's called your derriere, your behind. A size 11 kick. And it just so happens that I wear a size 11. But think about it. What have we talked about the last 5 years? And I'm not going to get into politics, stuff like that. But it seems like we've raised generations after generation of quitters. And don't get me wrong, we have church hoppers. Well, I don't agree with that, so I'm going to take my football and go home. And yes, even in the ministry. Back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, pastoral longevity was there in the pulpit year after year after year, getting to know the direction that he wanted them to take. Pastors change less than 2 years. So when I talk, I'm not, you got to remember, I've got 22 years under my belt. Not my first rodeo, but it will be my last. Because I believe that God is getting ready. God is getting ready to do something in this last days, in this end times. And yes, I'll say it again, God is not confused. Each one of you are where you need to be. If I step on your toes, if Sister Karen steps on your toes, if any teacher steps on your toes, you need your toes stepped on. Oh, I love more of the God is love. He loves everyone. Well, God is a God of judgment. And your sins will find you out. Your life will be an open book. I want to close with this. In a world famous speech, does everybody know who Winston Churchill was? Great English general? He gave his best speech in a matter of seconds. He stood before the troops and he said, "Young gentlemen, never give up." Never give up. Never give up. Never, never, never. And he sat down. I want to be the encourager to you today. I know we spent some time in the altar. You're too close to give up now. Even in that bleakest, darkest hour that we live in, the light still shines. Even when we're struggling, what did Paul say? But none of these things move me. We need to get mad. Mad at the enemy. We don't have to use curse words. We can put the devil in his place. Scripture says, I got a size 11 for you. Grind the heel in. He's under our feet. And he's got to give back what he's stolen from us. Amen. Bring back the joy, O Lord. Bring back the hope and the peace. Bring back the comfort and the strength and the direction to the body of Christ. Because guess what? I don't know about you, but I'm going to win. And I'm going to heaven with as many as I can take with me. Amen. Would you stand with me? You're in trouble for next week. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Don't give up. As they used to say, you're on the brink of a miracle. There's still hope. How do I know this? Because I see you. Would you bow your heads with me? Most of you in here today, I don't know who's watching our live stream. But the Lord is talking to us. He's sharing with us my victory is your victory. My joy is your joy. For it's in the name of Jesus. Before we close out and finish the service, is there anyone that still desires prayer?